you know, just an ad libber. I'll probably come up with a random thought halfway through one of yours if that, you know, that's why as per norm. I'm a great tangent taker.
Asia, and the eyebrows, Ma. I see you.
The pencil, boy.
I want you to do my surgery. If I have surgery, I want you to do my line. You understand?
Let Asia draw the line.
Let Asia draw the line.
I'm really good at doing it on Watt Avenue, too. It's like, stoplight. All right, let me get this under.
That is serious skill.
Well, heck, I'm a commuter. I could probably cook dinner in my car.
I used to be able to do that. I can't anymore. So good for you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the NAS. That's the 916 News on the Street, where four hilarious Sacramento comedians react to today's Sacramento news. And we got a great lineup today. As per always, we got Aurora Singh. Everybody at the house.
What's up, Aurora Singh?
Eating my breakfast, the most important meal of the day.
Munching on breakfast. And then
you look like Derek Jackson's wife right now.
Entanglement.
It's the new style.
After y'all brought up that Derek Jackson thing, I fell down a whole rabbit hole just laughing at this nigga. And then we got Steph Sanders in the house.
What up? The Gray Gang.
Are you in a good mood today, man?
I'm in an excellent mood, man.
It's gonna be a good show then. And then we got Asia Maine. Oh my God,
Asia looking good. That's why I'm
in a good mood. Everybody,
you look prettier every time you get on the show.
Look at that hair.
Anybody stay up last night and watch the whole Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
No, man. No. I'm watching today.
We'll watch it today, and then let's do a review on Monday. I'm digging that.
Yeah.
10 minutes in. I'm 10 minutes in. I tried.
And this, you know, because I think everybody in Sacramento basically is watching that show. Another thing, it's not really Sacramento news, but it's a topic of interest for me lately. Do we talk about Bitcoin at all?
No, we don't.
Are you guys into Bitcoin? Are you getting Bitcoin?
I don't know anything about Bitcoin.
I have some Dogecoin
and Bitcoin. I've done both.
Okay.
I have Dogecoin.
You've done them, but you have some still.
I spent a little bit of Bitcoin.
You need to get you one.
The real tangible, put it in your pocket Bitcoin.
Just for anybody.
What is it at right now?
A lot.
Yeah.
Over 60.
What is Bitcoin? Like, I don't understand.
Digital currency. It's
53.4.
Well, it was up. Yeah, it fluctuates between what it does. But,
yeah, that's what it does. Yeah,
it's very volatile. I've been
Dogecoin is not doing anything. It was supposed to do a bunch of stuff, but it didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's why I got out.
I feel like I need to go sit.
Well,
at the
what
kids
if it
table?
Does though?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I'm like that $50 investment might turn into something fantastic 2 years from now. I don't know. Cool.
Bitcoin is a non-fungible or whatever. It's a digital
cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it's a crypto digital currency. Yeah. Or whatever.
I know that Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, but that's like telling me that like a hat is a cap. I don't know what that means.
It's money.
Same thing. I don't know what that means.
It's money that's only digital.
It's kind of like money of the future.
It's black currency. You know,
it's what they've been using on the black market all this time.
Yeah, and what you're holding in your hand is called flat currency, and it's basically worthless because people thought it was on a gold standard until 1971. It's not anymore, and so cryptocurrencies and so especially like with the pandemic, it's going to take over because who wants to hold somebody's a dirty dollar? So now
going to stick to the money that I get from dancing on a stage. That seems to work out fine.
But they're going to be throwing you Bitcoin.
Hear what I'm telling you. So digital currency, you get that right? It's digital.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, crypto is the big complicated process that makes sure that it's safe and that you're not going to lose your value. Crypto, that's
encrypted.
A complicated conversation. But why do you get it? There's only going to be so much of it and there's no government, whatever. All the banks, all these big billionaires, they're pumping their money into those coins. So now each one of those digital Bitcoins is worth more.
Athletes are asking to get paid in Bitcoin now.
It's going to go up. I've invested probably $100 a week My buddy's been doing it.
You make $100 a week, Alice.
What?
You make $100. What do you do to make $100 a week, Alice? I thought you were a comedian. How you make $100 a week?
And if I wasn't a comedian, I'd put even more. But I've been stashing away $100 a week for the last 6 months.
So you can't buy them at partials, right? For Bitcoin, you have to what?
Oh, of course you can. You can buy 0.006.
Yeah, you can buy on Robinhood. What do you use? What platform?
I have Robinhood.
Yeah. Okay.
So they
So $100 a week, huh?
But my money has I owe somebody some money, and it's like $3,000 or whatever. I invested $1,700.
You owe somebody $3,000?
Well, I owe a bunch of people. I owe my car. I owe, you know. Oh. And my car
number used to be in the Latin Kings.
Exactly. And my I've dropped probably about I got a $3,000 bill, credit card bill or whatever that I want to pay off. I put in $1,700 in Bitcoin. I have my $3,000. I have my $3,000 in like 2 months.
That's a great return.
You know what I mean? Think about that. For 2 months. You
gotta also tell people, I mean, it could have went the other way too. And it has before.
For some people.
Not really. Just depending on when you sold it. If it's down, just hold on to it. It's coming right the fuck back up.
Yeah.
Especially when it goes down. When it fucking bottoms.
Yeah. But I'm saying it can go the other way too. So.
It's going to go up higher.
I don't hold mine in no cryptocurrency, man. I don't hold long.
Hold on to it long.
I just treated it like it was money that I would have spent at a bar if it was open. Right. Like, I'm not going to see it again. So just forget about it. Whatever it does, forget about it until you start hearing people talk about it. Then I can log in and be like, oh, shit, bitch.
Don't forget your fucking code either.
I'm getting the money.
Have you heard all these stories about these people who had like
millions
of dollars worth of Bitcoin, and now they don't have their wallet passwords and
passwords? Yeah. That's unfortunate. And there's not a process for that, right? It's lost forever.
It's gone.
That's crazy.
It's gone. People who invested way long time ago, like me, thank God for iPhones. Like if. I didn't have this keychain with all my passwords on this iPhone, I'd be in trouble.
I feel like 10 years ago, I got $30 worth of Bitcoin. Somebody paid me in Bitcoin.
See, and you lost it.
And I spent it.
You lost it.
On pizza.
Oh.
On what?
On pizza. You didn't buy a lung or a kidney from...
I don't know.
You could have bought a house
for $30 right now. All right. Sacramento news. I got a couple things. Number one, COVID news. Sacramento County could finally reach orange tier by the end of April.
Is orange better than red?
What?
Orange is much better than red.
Yeah.
What does orange mean?
Orange means we're only supposed to have 3 feet of distance between. I don't know.
It's like a lower risk. So you see, you have a substantial amount if you're red. Or what they call like a moderate. What?
Orange means more businesses are going to open with less restrictions.
There's
right?
levels.
So the capacity levels will go up. We're in red right now, and they're letting the restaurants open and stuff at what, 25% capacity? Well, at orange, I think they're about
50%. 50%. So purple is widespread.
Yeah.
Red is substantial. Orange is moderate.
Moderate.
And then when we get to yellow, which is minimal, that's when I guess we'll sit there for 3 years.
Yeah.
But
when things are lifted, are you guys going to wear masks?
I go back
still?
To church. Churches get to open.
That's good. They can get their
I think
money.
It depends, Aura. I think in some circumstances, you can probably figure, I don't know, based on, I don't know. I'm double vaccinated. And
that's
I sometimes I just feel like people too, are right? filthy, and I feel like even before COVID, it's like, you know, certain places, you know, not to touch shit. You know what I'm saying? I think it's gonna be like that. Like, seriously, you go in certain bathrooms, like, all right, this is gonna be a hover job.
Yeah,
that was killing
me. It's gonna be a hover job.
Who don't watch?
I'm turning the sink on with my foot. Yeah. And I'm an avid hand washer. Me too. I'm an avid hand washer watcher. I will stand there and wait. Like, I will watch people if they wash their hands. And pre-COVID, even during COVID, people are filthy. So I don't trust anyone. Will I still wear masks? Probably if I'm around a shitload of people. Yeah. They're just generally irresponsible.
Well, I like...
Even now, people don't even really know how to wash their hands.
I like that. I haven't been sick in over a year. So... I might still wear a mask.
Knock on wood.
Because people are nasty.
They are.
They are.
It's because you eat your breakfast.
Is this bothering everybody? Because I'm not going to stop.
I just want some. It's making me hungry, and I don't even eat breakfast.
Drew made me breakfast. This is good news for the day. I'm just going to pop it in here. He actually cooked, and he made sweet potatoes and kale.
Nice.
Together?
Yeah.
All of you guys have been vaccinated, right?
I made that face. I'm sorry. Yeah. Kale is... I make the shit face when I hear kale. Like, ugh.
Yeah, we've all been vaccinated, except for you, Ellis.
Except for me. There's a bunch of articles about this progress. I think it's bullshit. I think everybody's going to fucking let loose and get all slimy, and then the rates are going to spike.
Yeah, we're not going to orange.
For the show today, though, the one I was like, all right, I got to find a story that's going to be good for this going to orange at the end of April.
They did
a video or an article on ABC7. They're out of LA, and they asked five doctors, would you do this? Would you do that? Do you feel comfortable doing this? Do you feel comfortable doing that?
Oh, this is good. Okay. Okay.
It's the worst fucking article of all time. Every one of them just hedged their bet. They were like, would you do this? And they were like, well, yeah, if this, this, and this. And then the next doctor was like, well, if you feel comfortable, blah, blah, blah. So none of them were just like, yes, this is safe. This is not safe.
Well, they don't know. No one knows nothing.
So what about you? Would you dine indoors at a restaurant at 50% capacity?
No.
No. Even with masks and social distancing?
No.
What about you guys?
I like to think that I'm pretty sensible about things, because like I said, if you're using hygienic processes yourself, still you have added protection against the people around you. I don't trust people, but also I can't see myself.
But I'm hoping that COVID takes me out, 100%.
I also didn't really do that before COVID because I don't like people.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can attest you don't like people.
Would you see a movie indoors at a theater at 50% capacity?
Nope.
That's probably not. Movie theater is a filthy, terrible, awful place. Yeah,
they do some filthy germs. The filthy animals.
Would you go to an outdoor bar?
I'd go to an outdoor bar.
And have Would you go... Would you take your family bowling?
No.
Bowling seems like a bad idea to me for some reason.
Is it the balls or is it the shoes? The balls or the shoes?
Yeah, they're both dirty.
Both?
But if you're the only person touching the balls and you're putting them in the little roller thing.
Is that your ball? Unless it's your ball.
Unless you use your own ball.
All the balls from... aren't the balls from one lane stay within that lane?
No, like balls go everywhere. Them balls go everywhere.
You wouldn't be comfortable with cleaning the ball.
You would have to clean the hole every on the time balls, I every touch single the ball. Time.
I don't want to do that every time.
And other people, when they go up and bowl, they'd be touching your balls.
They'd be moving your ball around.
Yeah. It's like, look, these are my balls. Those are your balls.
You're in a lane.
Leave my balls alone.
Exactly.
You're in a lane with your people.
Have you seen people cook food at a bowling alley too? Like, if you wanted to eat
what they do later, you don't know what they've done before with them balls.
Ooh.
Where balls have been.
Bro, I got bleach wipes in my back pocket. I'm Clorox every ball
before you touch the ball.
Would you go to an outdoor pro sports game?
A what?
Yeah.
Outdoor pro sports game.
Yep, I'm going to Rivercats. Yes.
Would you go to an outdoor concert?
Yes,
because I miss
at 50%. Yeah, probably
not 50%. Outdoor concerts would just be available. There ain't nobody gonna do no 50%. Like, they go, we do that in the summer, it's pretty awesome, right? Concert in the park,
yeah.
I love Concert in the Park. Are you gonna go this year?
But I go to Concord Pavilion, and they said they only gonna let you in if you're vaccinated.
How are they gonna know if you're vaccinated?
You gotta bring
a card.
You gotta bring your
cards, baby. I'm telling you, that card is like gold.
That card can fit in your wallet and your purse, so you can carry that card everywhere.
You're gonna die from COVID.
I hope I do die from COVID. I think if you die from COVID, you're a hero.
No,
you know, not 9/11.
They'll be like, oh, Ellis was just about to make it. He was just, oh, and poor COVID.
Ellis, I would be very sad.
They'll leave my picture up at Laughs Unlimited forever. You know what I mean?
Angels, it will be. He'll be singing this shit.
Okay, we got two more things. Oh, this is a follow-up. You remember my man that was making pipe bombs and zip guns and leaving them by?
Aguilar?
They let him out. Yeah.
Really?
Gustavo Aguilar.
Really? Oh, man, I don't, can't trust it. Why was he, to get revenge on someone?
I don't know.
What?
Oh, matter of fact, we already do know. We had some extensive research.
I did some research.
Yes, and he had a love affair with a teacher on the East Coast in Philly, I believe.
And so he wanted to bomb a school here to get back at the teacher on the East
Coast. Because his lover's name was Ethel Laker. And so then he came here and heard Ethel Baker.
Oh, so he's like, that's the same bitch.
Right. So then they let him out on $25,000 bail, right? So he posts, the $2,500 or whatever he gets out. Got another court date, and then they were like, nah, man, the district attorney's argument regarding the danger Aguilar presents in public, and he was remanded back into custody at $150,000 bail.
But why would they give him another bail? Like, okay, you're dangerous at $25,000, but you might not be so dangerous at $150,000. Well, I don't get it.
No. He got arrested.
I know.
$25,000 bail. He's got $2,500. But then when he went in for the arraignment or whatever, that's just, oh, you were arrested. Okay, you pay the money, get out. But then when he went in for the arraignment, they were like, the district was like, nah, this guy's fucking leaving pipe bombs all over the place, you know?
Right.
But then they upped it so that he wouldn't be able to get out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's the
point? If he was black, he would have never got out to begin with.
What's the point of even putting a bail if you don't think he deserves to be out? I think it's stupid. So if he had the money, if he came up with that $15,000, then he would have been worthy. I disagree with that. But I just found it weird that he was him and pipe bombs was his choice of statement.
Oh, because you know Aguilar? You thought he was more of a...
I don't know. Pipe bomb seemed like a 15-year-old white kid.
They go grab lunch all the time. Yeah. She knows him.
She's like, I thought Aguilar would go down like this.
It seemed like it might have been one of the kids from, I don't know, that got picked on for his fucking sneakers or something.
Could you get out? If you got arrested right now, could you get out on $25,000 bail?
Yeah.
Could you get out on $150,000?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could.
I'm getting out.
I'm never doing anything where my bail is gonna be more than
$500.
Like y'all can't. Oh,
you had to use your Bitcoin money.
Have you ever had to bail somebody out of jail?
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
I recently
was trying to get pressured. Not even pressure. That person knew not to come to me with the pressure, but they needed collateral for the bail. And I'm like, no, that's his bad life choices. And I'm not putting my house on something. Oh, they got the money. I understand that completely, but no, you don't.
Everybody on here is of color and we all have had to bail somebody out.
Have you ever bailed somebody out?
Yeah, I've bailed somebody out, but the person I bailed out was white.
Yeah. Aww. How sweet of you.
No, you're messing up your
mind. Community service.
Has anybody here ever been to jail?
Oh, yeah. I've been to that motherfucker. Yes,
I've been to jail.
It was for something stupid, bullshit. Too. I went for stupid stuff. It was
I've been to prison several times, but only to perform as a comic.
No, this was for traffic tickets that happened. And then, like, you get a traffic ticket and the judge goes, okay, do community service, and I didn't do it. And then she's like, oh, okay, now you gotta do work project, and I didn't do it. Then she was like, okay, now you're going to jail. And I was like, oh, for real?
How much time did you get for that?
I had 11 days, but I did 7 with good time.
Damn. Hey, you was in jail?
Oh, gangsta stuff, what you know?
I just fell in love with you even more.
What'd you go to jail for?
Have you been in jail?
Yeah, I've been in the holding tank a couple of times.
Yeah, I was in
but because you know the military, we fight Navy people, and then they put us in the holding tank.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I've been in several bar fights, and the MPs put me in a holding tank. I was arrested in Yolo County for boating under the influence.
Yeah,
they'll
get you for that.
Damn.
Man, I was on my boy's Sea-Doo, and he was like, drink this, get on the Sea-Doo, drink this, let's go on this boat, drink this, talk to these bitches, drink this, get on the Sea-Doo, drink this, let's go skiing. So I just I'm not a river rat. So now I'm drunk, I'm on a Sea-Doo, and there's a no wake zone. Also didn't know there was a no wake zone. So then the police, they come talking to me, and I'm so drunk, I just started rattling shit off to them in Spanish. I don't know why, but I was in like a Spanish mood or something. So they're asking me questions and I'm responding to them in Spanish.
That's good.
And they're like, well, you understand what we're saying, but you're not, you're like, this dude is fucked up. And then I was like, I didn't even know you could be arrested. And I'm shirtless. I'm sure
Oh, it was cold. Was it cold? Oh, that holding tank be cold in the morning. Cold.
They gave me some flip-flops and a t-shirt. And I'm so drunk, I just kept yelling. I was like, can I get a marker? And they're like, shut the fuck up. No, you can't have a marker. You never been to jail before? And I was like, no, I never been to jail.
Ellis is like, I want to color. Can I just color while I'm
They gave it to me, so I'd shut up. And I wrote,
the last time I was I wrote there, on the t-shirt,
I got arrested in Yolo County, and all I got was a stupid fucking t-shirt. It was great.
You still have the t-shirt?
I do, somewhere.
I want that t-shirt.
That's so gross.
It was such a good day.
Had a dress. I wanted to burn it as soon as I got home. I just felt so filthy. It's so gross. That's the thing. I can't do jail.
I've never been booked and arrested because if they had my name in the system, I wouldn't get the jobs I've gotten.
I've never been arrested. I've had plenty of run-ins with the law, but I've always been with a lot of white people when I get put into the law.
The last time I got arrested was because of a white person, and I was just damn so angry about it.
Was it a white dude?
A DUI with a white person,
The guy that I had to bail out of jail was my boyfriend at the time, and he, I don't know why I did that, and it was my poor mom that did it actually.
So we're gonna need to start when we do these stories, just like whole sections of just like. I don't even know, man. This person right here, CHP, person suspected of DUI arrested after hitting and killing a pedestrian in South Sacramento.
This is terrible.
Yeah, so this is in South Sac, somebody drinking and driving. 28-year-old Myron Haskin was driving his Ford.
Damn, Myron?
That name sounds familiar.
You're putting this on Ford. Yeah, at 204.
Are you being serious, Steph? Or are you just...
Myron hit somebody or Myron died?
Myron hit somebody.
Oh, man. I got to go see Myron in jail, man.
Yeah, man.
Myron killed somebody.
You going to bail him out?
Hell no, I ain't bailing him out.
At the same time, a man was walking in the bicycle lane. So I don't know
who my man was. Myron?
No.
I'm not going to victim blame. No. Mm-mm. No.
I'm not going to victim blame. I don't know what my man's doing in the bike lane anyway.
You don't drink and drive.
So people in Sacramento, get Uber.
This is what I don't understand.
It's a long time to get Uber now.
It's
not the same, and it's triple in price. Everything's changed with this new law, with the Uber and Lyft law. It's not the same.
Look, I don't get it. If you're in a metropolitan environment, you're in a metropolitan city, it is so much cheaper to just get an expensive ass Uber. It is so much cheaper. It's cheaper to get an expensive ass Uber than get in your car drunk and then kill somebody or yourself. Or
they don't have any money, all they have is Bitcoin.
Even if you get your car towed, if you get an expensive ass Uber and you get your car towed, and you wake up in the morning and you have like a $500 tow bill and all this shit, right? It is still cheaper than a DUI.
DUIs go like $5,000.
There are two different kinds of people, all right? Because that makes sense, Aurora. But that's what the counselors at the DUI program will tell you. Like, it's so you know, if it costs you this much, think of how much it will cost you. No, but when you've been doing the same shit for years and years, and I can't say that I didn't have any fault in getting my DUI, but it's like, okay.
You a thug. I love you, Asia. Marry me.
Driving for 20 years now. And I didn't crash my car and hurt anyone. I just stopped to check on the person who did crash their car. And then I caught a DUI. So I was like, okay. Like, did I really deserve that? I don't know. But in my mind, yeah, I would rather take a Lyft or Uber if I'm hammered. But if I'm just mildly inebriated, like, I'm taking my car home.
I got a cousin who got a DUI. He pulled the police over. He was so drunk.
Yeah. Remember that story, that 21-year-old girl who drove to the CHP office and turned herself in?
Yeah.
And she's a dumbass. But she didn't kill nobody. You know what I mean?
Kill nobody.
So please, people of Sacramento, y'all, according to the news stories, y'all can't drive anyway. Y'all constantly tearing into shit, jumping, popping stuff. Just don't drive drunk. I don't understand why people are still doing this. And then Asia's like, oh yeah, I do it all the time. I'm telling you, like, what the fuck?
Not anymore. Not anymore. I don't. Well.
Not often.
Not anymore.
Man arrested after carjacking, chase across Sacramento area. Another dude under the influence of drug and alcohol, stole a car, was about to get pulled over by the CHP, takes them on a joyride or whatever, drops out the car, tries to steal somebody else's car. All right. And she was apparently had the doors locked and had a big ass dog in the back.
No.
And the dog said, rah, 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 a couple cuss words in pit bull or whatever.
Right.
And then he bounces and the CHP arrested this dude.
This person was playing GTA in real life.
I know.
Yes. That's what it sounds like. Which is gangster.
Man, it's some crazy people in the world. Jesus. It's like, what the heck?
That's Do you think that these people have cracked the code, though? Do you think that they're like people? This person who's like out here playing GTA in real life. Do you think that they realize that nothing matters and that we're all going to die in the end anyway? So you might as well do whatever you want, and they just like crack the code, and we're all just all like suckers.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Still trying to play by society's rules.
Yeah.
All right. So now onto our main story. This is our main discussion point for today. Do you feel safe in Sacramento? Because I feel safe in Sacramento. I'm from Stockton. So Sacramento's worst day and got shit on Stockton. So in general, I feel like Sacramento's a fucking paradise. As I look through the news stories, though, obviously they're reporting all the worst stuff. But in general, I wanted to go over homicide rates because I was looking up, like, there was some story about, I was like, is Sacramento safe? And I just don't know because I'm from a more unsafe place. But like to you guys in general, let's say LA, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, Fresno, Sacramento, Long Beach, Oakland, Bakersfield. Where do you think we are? Like,
you mean the murder rates?
Let's say murder rate, which doesn't everything about safety, right? But in general, let's say a murder rate. Like, do you feel like do you feel safe in Sacramento in general?
Oh yeah,
in general, I think yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In general, but there are times in Sacramento where, you know, these beefs sprout in smaller sectors of Sacramento, and the death rates are very high comparatively to other places. If you just look at the street wars that were happening a couple of years ago, so. Mm-hmm. There's times where you can't feel safe, and there's certain neighborhoods where, you know, but on a whole, no, Sacramento's gravy compared to living other places.
That's why I joined the gray gang, because we don't really have no neighborhood.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
I joined the lilac gang because we like to watch home decor TV and shows.
And the Smurfs.
I'm doing an Angels game. She's going to jump me in tomorrow.
There's certain music that you can't. So there was this song that I really like if I'm in a certain mood, I want to hear certain stuff, and sometimes it's like nigga music, like I want to shoot people, and I want
right.
to do home
right.
invasions, like I don't know. this is what I want to hear sometimes.
Let's do a little guessing game. This is so per 100,000 residents, right? This little guessing game. per 100,000 residents, how many people do you think get murdered in Sacramento? This is a current statistic too. This is 2021 per 100,000 people this year so far. 2021 Sacramento per 100,000. How many people do you think got killed?
10
per 100,000.
40.
1.95. And we're at 500,000, so 2 times 5.
So we're looking at 10%.
No, 10 murders so far this
year. Out of a million?
We're 500,000, right? We have a population of 500,000 people in Sacramento. That's 500,000.
That sounds right, because yesterday I was on the freeway and I was thinking there's way too many people here. So yeah, 500,000.
So per 100,000, if we're at 2, so 2 times 5, that's 10. So yeah, 10 people were murdered in Sacramento this year so far, just going into the first quarter, right?
There's 2,123,000 people in Sacramento. What are you talking about? 500,000? Yes.
Okay, so
500,000 is a nigga population. That's us.
So then, I'm only thinking about us. Feel me? Yeah. What's up with, so then what's 2 times?
13.1% is black.
So then two per 100,000. So what's 2 times? So 40 people.
Just, can we stop the math part of this?
Yeah.
We're going to stop the math, but let's just start for a frame of reference. You're talking about 40 people were murdered in Sacramento in 3 months.
Okay, that's what I was asking to give me the time.
Like Asia's a hidden thug. I didn't know she was a thug. It's hidden thugs here.
But when I hear that number, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like apparently maybe it's not as safe as I thought.
Then you start that's what I'm saying.
Other statistics. Do you think Los Angeles is more or less than
more.
Us?
More.
I think it's more.
No, I think less, and it's only because it's only certain vicinities in Los Angeles. I lived in LA. Only thing you got to not go to is the jungles and Compton.
I think it's way more for many reasons. One, they have a higher population. Two,
we're going per capita. So the number.
Okay. So two, they suck at driving. And when I lived in LA, every single week I saw at least one car accident. Every single week. Most of the time, it was every other day. I saw a
murder rate. The murder rate in Sacramento is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were trying to murder other people with their cars. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so spoiler alert. LA is exactly the same. We're at 1.95. LA's at 1.93.
Really?
Yeah, exactly the same per capita. San Diego, more or less than us in LA?
Way less. 30 San people. Diego?
And they go more because they got the people that are coming from the border, man.
Yeah,
they
I was gonna care. Say
they still got all the damn there. Marines walking
Some
around.
Cartel murders down there. So
32 people. That's my guess.
No, per capita. Sacramento's 1.95. LA's
1.42.
San Diego scores the lowest on this graph. 0.63. They are by far the safest. When it comes to murder.
Because they surf.
And because the Mexican food is so good. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got that much sunlight. You got that much sunlight. You got some chimichangas. You know, you got some
and the beach.
Burritos.
They're only getting murdered by sharks out there. And we don't count those.
Yeah. So who wins? Who's the highest number?
Well, let's keep it going. It's the last story. Goddamn, I'm trying to keep y'all focused in the morning. San Jose, more or less than us. More or less than 1.95.
Less.
0.73.
0.88. They're pretty.
I was close.
That's because San Jose's got money.
I also thought that those would be lower. Okay, this one. San Francisco.
Less than 3.
You think San Francisco's less than us?
2.4.
I thought for sure they would be more.
I think San Francisco, like the city?
Yeah, I think definitely less.
They are less, 0.79.
Because they got a bunch of bodies they haven't found yet. That's all it is.
They just think they're homeless sharks. People.
They're homeless serial killers. They ain't found bodies in years.
There's the Pacific Ocean right there.
Long Beach.
Long Beach now. Long Beach now is less.
Less. Long
Beach ain't like it used to be.
It's been gentrified.
It's 1.21.
It's 1.08.
Yeah.
Gentrification has decreased the murder rates in all these places.
So then let's go. How much gentrification do you think there's been in Bakersfield? And what do you think their murder rate is?
Bakersfield is more. Bakersfield kill everybody. They are killers in Bakersfield.
Yes, they kill cats.
You can walk.
I don't go to Bakersfield. I don't like going there by myself at all after 8.
Yeah.
You know, Bakersfield, you can actually go in and they're hiring for murderers. It's a job. you can fill out an application.
Not murder for hire.
On
murder.
Craigslist.
Huh?
What is it?
It's high, 3.12.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Bakersfield ain't no joke.
Okay, now, where do you think Fresno is?
About the same as Sacramento.
And all the Bakersfield dudes and females go up there to kill people. Mm-hmm. So I would say they're less than Bakersfield, but more than us.
They are an entire percentage point. Go. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, I think they're about the same because they're hard workers on Fresno. Yeah. They're out in the fields.
They are an entire percentage point higher. 4.13.
Jeez.
Motherfuckers is getting
murdered. They ain't nothing to do in Bakersfield. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I mean, in Fresno.
But wow.
Yeah, so I'm staying away from... You're safer That's in crazy. Bakersfield. You're less likely to get murdered in Bakersfield than Fresno. Okay, now Oakland. Oakland's the last one on the list. And remember, this is super gentrified Oakland. Okay, so.
I think a little higher than us.
This is 2021.
A little higher than us. Just a little tiny bit higher.
We're at 1.95 per 100,000. What do you think?
2.21. 1.6
and 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2.56.
I still think it's 3.something.
Okay, y'all really sleeping on the biggity biggity O. 7.38, the highest murder rate by far. No contest. Hide your wife, hide your kid, bring your fucking gat and your bulletproof Spanx. It's not safe in
Oakland. Oh, shit.
7.3.
I knew he was trying to trick us with that. This is gentrified. So you see, like 28% is down from 28% to 7%.
How many people have been killed in? How many people have been killed in Oakland this year alone?
7.38 per 100,000 residents. So I don't know what's their population times.
Holy moly!
They are, but like they're double. The highest after that was Fresno. Fresno's at 4.13. They're at 7.38. They're like damn near double. Oakland is not fucking around. But I already noticed. I seen a dude in some old 60-something, really nice, cleaned up in Oakland. And then some other dude, like their car pulled up and a guy in the back seat spits out the car, like out his window, and it lands on this guy's car. This nigga got out of his car real slow at a red light. And I'm thinking this other car should have just pulled out. He goes over...
Guns
pulls
out.
The driver out, pistol whips him, then pulls the other dude out, pistol whips him, and then wipes his car with the guy that spit on it, throws him on the floor, slowly gets into his car, and then just mobs off. And I was like, "All right, what's up, Oakland?
Wow. You know
what I mean? What's up?
I ain't never fucked with nobody from Oakland after that. That was the first time I was ever.
That was a girl.
No, yes. Yeah. An old woman.
Oh my God. The Karens in Oakland just act different.
The Karans,
play.
Wow. Oakland, 7 points.
You know, I believe that. The last few times I've been to Oakland, my window has gotten smashed every single time, and it's been very expensive trips. Really? And the first time my window got smashed in Oakland, I was dumb enough to go to the police office the police station to tell them, hey, my window got smashed. I want to do a file, like report it or whatever. And they were like, okay. Like, they're like, wait, have you never, like, basically they're like, why have you ever been here? We're not going to follow
Here's
up on this shit.
Here's a post-it note.
You just
here's a post-it note. Go ahead and write your name down.
They're like, okay, dumbass, give us your report. We'll make sure to file it for you. Like, we don't give a shit about a window.
I knew Oakland was crazy. On the way to a show, I got a flat, MacArthur Boulevard. I drive to MacArthur Boulevard. I get in a gas station. Guy comes over. He starts talking to me. Yeah, whatever. Oh, you a comedian? Oh, cool, man. Hey, I think I've seen you before. I just fresh off Comic View, everything. He said, man, you pretty funny, blah, blah, blah. He said, look, I'm going to give you 45 minutes to get this fixed, man. If not, I'm going to come back over here and rob your ass. So I'm going to go over here and stand and just wait. Serious. I've never called somebody people so quick, man. It was like 42 minutes. And as I was driving away, he put up his thumb like, you made it. You made it.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy.
My Yo. God. Put a timer on it.
That's some super villain shit, man. Yeah,
like, I'm going to go over here and wait. Funny dude.
That's respect, Joe.
That is amazing.
You were the bomb on Comedy View, though. You were really funny.
Can you imagine if you weren't funny? Can you imagine saw you perform and you weren't funny?
Hey,
you trash. Give me your shit right now.
Right now.
Yeah. How dare you waste my time? How dare you waste my time?
I just thank God for gentrified Oakland because I got stuck out there after a comedy show when I had the breathalyzer in my car. And I swear it had been like 5 hours since I'd had any drinks. My car would not start. So I had to get it out of the garage. I had to pay the garage attendant to blow in my breathalyzer for me to move my car. Mm. Because if I didn't take the car out the garage by 10, I wouldn't have been able to get my car till the next morning because they had gates and everything. So I convinced the dude at the garage to blow into my breathalyzer. He thought I was a cop. He was like, I ain't going to get in no trouble. And I'm like, man, I got $20 for you right now. And I get my car out. And I'm parked on the street. And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm out there. It's past midnight. I'm like, thank God. It was like first Friday. What do they have? What is the Friday thing they have?
First Fridays? Yeah.
And I was like downtown. So like I said, it was a perfectly gentrified area. The place we did the
That's
show.
That's why I always got my window smashed.
Asia is
Dude,
impressive.
I was sitting in my car.
I am so impressed.
I just sit in the car for 2 hours. For 2 hours, I was stuck in Oakland in the car by myself.
Wait, cold. I was just thinking, Steph, what if you were funnier, though? Do you think you would have gotten more time?
Yeah.
Might have got an hour 15 minutes.
Speaking of first Fridays, when is second Saturday starting up again? Is that back up or is that
in May, isn't it?
Starts in May.
Closer to May.
I miss second Saturdays. I hope that starts up again.
Second Saturdays were a lot of fun.
Talking about in SAC?
Yeah.
I feel like it's closer
to May. They said June by August.
Well, I hope they do it. I miss it.
But that's awesome.
But I want to get you guys out of here on time. That's the show. That's it. That's the NOS. The news on
what
the
up?
Show. Everybody give your shout out to Roar. Where can we find you online? What do you got coming up? What can we see you in? What's up?
Oh my gosh. I have 5 shows next month. Oh, nice. I almost said next week. So follow my Instagram, Aurora Singh, and you can follow me on other social media platforms, but like I'm really bad at them. So just like do Instagram, Aurora Singh.
Stay on the gram.
And I'll post all my shows there. And I have some local and I have some not local. So like, come laugh. Yeah,
fuck yeah. Steph, what's up? Where you at? Where you be?
Yo, I got some award show. I'm hosting a shows, podcasts. That's it. I am Steph Sanders.
What's the award show?
This award show for it's called IYT Improve Your Tomorrow. They're like an NAACP award show type thing.
Where's that at? It's a live event or it's an online thing?
It's live, but it's online. That's what it is. It's a live online event. So I'm doing it there at the place, but they're just doing it live. I'm the host of this online thing. So I'm Trevor Noah for a day. yeah, man, that's it. I am Steph Sanders and Off the Chain. And then I'll be over at Asia May's house during the week.
Looking for some gangster shit. Asia May, where can we find you, man? What's going on with you? Where's your next show at?
My next show is tomorrow. And
are you going to come to my pro-am next month? The first and the third Tuesday is back. Boo. We got the Lost Boys writing session at 6 o'clock too. It's on the calendar.
I'm gonna be there.
Da-da-da-da. Of course I'm gonna be there.
You're my co-pilot on those writing sessions. You're the one.
Heck yeah. I'm your right hand. So this week I will be tomorrow, March 27th at the March Madness comedy show at the Hype Bar and Grill in Stockton. That should be fun.
Be careful. Be careful.
And also I'm working on, it's called Framley Feud. It's going to be a Family Feud game with comics that we're going to record at Laughs Unlimited. So stay tuned for that.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, if you guys want to do it, let me know.
I want to do it.
It's going to be so much fun.
Of course we want to do it. You're doing it, Asia.
Yeah, no, wait. And Jenny might let me film at Laughs, so that'd be even better.
I'm glad this prison rehabilitation program works, and you know you can make it something yourself.
That's right.
Scott, here's what I forgot. We're all okay. Success
stories here.
Can I just interject one thing that I forgot to mention last time I was on the show, and you asked for pretend like I didn't hear that. You asked for us to give a shout out for Women's History Month. Can we give a huge, huge, huge big ups to Jenny Laughs over at Laughs Over what she has done through this pandemic.
Jennifer Canfield is a role
Jennifer
model.
Jennifer Canfield has, I mean, she pioneered comedy during a pandemic. So if you're outside at any comedy show with silent disco headphones on, thank Jenny Canfield at Laughs Unlimited.
If anybody else was running that club, it would have went under.
It would have sunk.
Her attitude is always the best. And this is the thing I do love about Jenny, is that she does not like being a woman business owner. She's just a business owner. She ain't giving nobody stage time because you're a woman. She don't give a shit. She likes workers. She likes talent. She likes people who put in work. And that's what that club is nothing but a testament to how smart she is and how diligent she is, like every day, making sure that comics in Sacramento have a place to perform and that audiences always know that they're open for business.
Yeah.
Big props to her. Nope. Big props to
Jenny. Jenny is the best.
And she's the best.
I'm so glad you said that.
We should. Tomorrow, I love it for that.
Tomorrow, I'm going to find another female role model, hero, or whatever to mention. You're very smart.
Fine. A few more days left.
Damn, fellas, you got to find one.
Well, I'm saying, who's yours? What you got for me today?
So many. I mean, we're going to give Jenny today, but it's...
No, what else you got? No, you talking shit. Come on, my nigga, what's up?
Dr. Who Ramona Fisher.
Not physically.
CEO of a district.
You guys, stop. You're going to go back to jail. Okay, everybody, have a great...
All right, that's it. Bye, Dr. Amanda.
Bye, guys.
I love you guys. I'll see you later. Bye.